The ukulele has never gotten the respect it deserves. When you think of one, you may think of something like this. But the ukulele has come a long way from Tiny Tim's famous falsetto version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. That's Jake Shimabukuro, perhaps the most popular ukulele player of today. He's the Jimi Hendrix of uke players. Virtuosos like Shimabukuro and well-known rock stars like Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam are not only bringing in new listeners, they're helping to create new ukulele players.
It's everywhere. It's just, you go to a farmer's market,
Dennis Fuchs knows firsthand about the growing reputation of the ukulele. He co-founded the Upper Valley Uke Club nearly 3 years ago because, as he says, the ukulele is a social instrument as well as a musical one.
What I think it does is it shows people that music doesn't have to be polished. You don't have to be a rock star to have fun and to enjoy it. And I think for most people, music is just going to be fun, kind of informal, you know, like this.
And this is very informal. Members come and go as they please. People can't help but strum while they talk in between songs. And while there is technically a guidebook, the players just as often suggest a tune to each other on the fly.
Okay. All right, I will do Buttercup, then Rambling Man, all right?
Dennis loves Buttercup, so...
Why do you build me up, Buttercup, baby?
Casual nature means even very beginning players can join in. Barbara Paulson came because some of her friends play the ukulele and she thought it sounded fun. She doesn't think of herself as very musical, but she's able to pick up a few chords quickly and that's enough for her to participate.
It just sounds so fun and everybody's happy when they do it, so if you can spread a little happiness easily and bring it into yourself, hey, it's all you need.
This is Paulson's first time with the club. Others are regulars. David Morin travels from Windsor, Vermont to play with the group. He wanted to learn how to play the uke, and so his wife surprised him with one for his 40th birthday. That was 2 years ago, and Morin is still rocking out thanks to meetings like this, occasional open mic night performances, and ukulele-friendly versions of pop songs he finds on the web.
I've started playing out and playing open mics and things, and I play a lot of Avett Brothers songs and Mumford & Sons songs, so I think it's really relevant to the kind of music that I'm listening to right now, which is great. I can find simplified chords and I can go out and play the music I'm listening to on the radio, which is kind of fun.
And that may be why this instrument has been catching on. The ukulele has four strings tuned in a beginner-friendly key. You can just simply pick it up and start playing. You can see the growing popularity of the ukulele in other ways, too. A few years ago, music retailers might have one ukulele up on the wall next to the guitars and banjos. Drop by a shop today, and you'll find whole ukulele sections, with beginner instruments priced at $20 to $30, all the way up to homemade instruments that can be worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And all those ukuleles have a place in clubs, like the Upper Valley Uke Club, says Dennis Fuchs.
I see it pulling people together, and I see festivals. And I think the ukulele is kind of here to stay. I think it's becoming enough mainstream that, you know, it's not a fad, I don't think, anymore. You know, strum out some tunes and have fun and, yeah, just enjoy it.
The surest sign of ukulele ascendance? Its own festival. Red Hook Ale Brewery in Portsmouth is hosting the Groundhog Day Luau on February 2nd. One of the star performers is member of the band The Cars. Greg Hawks plays keyboard for that group, but in Portsmouth, he'll just be strumming along like the rest of them. For NHPR News, I'm Gina Gildasis.
I'll grow when you grow. Let me loosen up the blindfold. Oh, I'll fly when you cry. Lift us out of this landslide. Wherever you go, whenever we part, I'll keep on healing all the scars that we've collected from the start. I'd rather this thing.